Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Abby has been going through Hinge, looking at dudes making their video. What do you even want to call them?
It's a voice prompts.
Voice prompts, but it's a... Yeah.
So on this dating app Hinge, you have this option to have a voice prompt answer. So Hinge has a list of questions that they'll ask you, and you can either choose to type it out like a normal person, or you can have a response using your voice. And 9 out of 10 times, they are cringy and so icky. And obviously, I'm a woman looking for a man, so I typically only see male dating prompts. But I've seen the comments, I've seen the DMs, and I've heard the requests for some female voice prompts. Oh. And I've scoured the earth for the last couple of weeks and I found a total of 3. so they won't take up the whole segment, but I did find some good ones from the ladies.
Before we even hear from them, what's the psychology do you guys think behind this? That dudes are like going up, not, I don't even want to say above and beyond, but they feel like they need to flex in a different way than women do?
I think you all think more highly of yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. She'll think this is funny, my Kermit impression.
Yeah.
But we'll start off with the ladies, because I will say the difference between the men and the women that I've noticed from the voice prompts that I've heard is that, in my opinion, the women have more like unusual talents rather than being cringy, especially this girl who can make sound effects with her voice.
Introducing Emily C, a 5'5" Londoner from the South Coast, bringing you adventure, laughter, and fun. For more information, click the like button or leave a creative comment in the box below. Emily C, now on Hinge. T's and C's apply. Usually replies with a voice note between 3 to 5 working days.
There was supposed to be a different girl there, but yes, she can do Love Island and basically have her own reality dating show. But now can I get the EDM girl?
I can do the EDM sound before the bass drops, so.
Every white person club music ever.
I think it's pretty good.
Both
of those are better than what we've heard from the dudes.
Yeah, it's pure talent. Some of these ladies might even be trying to audition for the next Shrek film.
This is the gingerbread man from Shrek.
Not the buttons. Not the gumdrop buttons. Fine, I'll tell you. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man.
Whoa, why are these so much more endearing? Like, if that's a dude, I'm like, what a cheeseball. But the fact that it's a woman makes me go, that's kind of endearing.
It's funny because I think a couple of weeks ago we did have a man do the exact same thing and we were like, ooh.
Yeah.
I think it's because when women are not afraid to make themselves look stupid or to be funny, it is endearing.
Goofy is endearing.
100%
yes,
it is.
True.
Goofy,
yeah.
It's funny, it's quirky, it's endearing. But now back to the men. because they
anything
are.
But.
They are definitely on the cringier level. So let's compare this guy's Kermit impression to her gingerbread man impression.
Okay, here's what it would sound like if Kermit the Frog had slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars instead of Will Smith.
Keep Miss Piggy's name out of your f***ing mouth.
Okay. It's not the worst. It's not the worst of her. For sure.
It could be worse. But I think a lot of you are wondering, why should I use a dating app? Why would I get on an app and use my voice and try and attract a mate? And I think, you know, a good answer would be, you know, sometimes a woman hits you with her car and you're trying to find her.
I am specifically on here to match with the woman who hit me on my motorcycle with her car on October the 28th. But I am looking for you because I think that now that the settlement is signed and you're released from liability, we should hate each other.
We should hate bleep each other.
Well, first of all, I can't get past his voice. That's a creepy voice, right?
It can get creepier,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it was weird.
He's got a little phlegm in there.
What do you expect? He just got hit by a car.
Well, wait till you recover.
Yeah, give him some time.
So if you thought he was creepy, I guarantee you it can get worse. And this might be the most uncomfortable voice prompt I have heard on Hinge thus far.
I love the kind of woman that'll actually just kill me. You know, when I left the house today, I was thinking, damn, I really hope some hot chick paints my brains all over the hallway. I mean, really just absolutely destroy me. I'm talking full-on watermelon, the thighs level of carnage. And I want it to scare the out of me. I mean, I want to piss myself. I want to piss myself and you to call me your little pee-pee piss-piss boy. I want you to fuck me up.
What? Is that out of a movie or something? No,
I kid you not.
That's just of his own making.
That's just his own creative imagination,
wow.
Kristen. It is spooky season.
Yeah, that is spooky. I feel like I need to go take a shower.
I'm scared.
It's brutal out here.
Yeah.
Good luck, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. Ta-da!
The Burt Show.